What up, fam? On this episode of Snapback Sports Pod, Ravens lose, Knicks lose, Eagles lose, Penn State loses, but Atlanta is clutch. Mahomes is regressing. The people's pick'em went a perfect 4-for-4 in the wrong direction. We preview Monday Night Football. We talk all NBA 75 lists. We hear from Eagleson and much more.
Snapback fam, new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles.
A blast. Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant put the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Sederman. Joining me today, and as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
I'm going to start off today with a little story of something that happened a few days ago. And this is meant to educate every single person out there in the entire world. This is a life lesson that you can carry with you throughout your entire life. So here it goes. The other day, I was with my mother. Great woman, saint. And we get in an elevator together. I'm helping her carry her boxes, irrelevant. And a woman walks in. And you know my mom, sweetheart, right? She'll chat up anybody. She goes to this woman. She thought she was really pretty, my mom. And my mom was like, oh, you're so pretty. I love your hair, your free-flowing dress. I'm like, okay. The lady's being receptive and all that. And then she said, my mom, the one thing that you never ever say to somebody unless you are 10,000% paper to pen positive.
Oof.
My mom said to this woman, you're such a pretty pregnant. Jack, my jaw hit the fucking floor. I'll give my mom credit. I thought this woman was pregnant. She was a little larger. She had a very free-flowing dress. It looked like there was a hump. This lady looks my mom in the face and goes, what? I'm not pregnant. And then my mom, scrambling to dig herself out of the hole, just manages to keep on digging deeper and deeper, saying, oh, I'm so sorry. It must be the dress. I didn't mean it in a bad way. I used to work at Mother's Work, like some maternity store. I was like sitting there and I was like, mom, shut.
How many floors?
Shut your trap. Jack, we were going after that. That was a conversation that happened right when she got into the elevator.
Oof.
We had like three floors to go. It took an hour and a half is what it felt like. Mm-hmm. There was like 15 seconds of dead silence in this elevator, to which the elevator finally opens and the lady goes to my mom and goes, whatever, lady, I'll see you later.
Really?
The elevator closed. No, it was a very, very, very passive aggressive. Like the I'll see you later almost felt like a plan. And then the elevator closes. My mom and I are silent for 2 seconds, and I finally break the silence. I said, you had to open your fucking mouth. You had to open your mouth. And she was just like, that was the worst possible situation that could have ever happened. It was my mom was nervous that, like, when she said, I'll see you later, like, she was going to find her boyfriend. They were going to find our car and everything. I was just like, you just drove this woman into just awful mental health. Like, she will be thinking about that for a long time. So to those of you who are listening, unless you have, I think you need three people in that person's circle to confirm to you that they're pregnant. If you're not close to this person at all, before you ever ask somebody, just don't even ask.
It's
just
not
assume
that
they're
important.
Assume they're fat 104% of the time. You don't know the person. You don't need to open your mouth. And I've never felt that sense of just like cringe awkwardness in my entire life to the point where I was like about to throw up.
It's kind of healthy though. Those feelings.
There's nothing healthy about what went on in that elevator. I don't know how you can manage to spin it as such, but that happened a few days ago and I've just been thinking about it ever since. So I just wanted to share.
Stock down to your mom.
Okay, it's cool if I say that. You can't say that.
All right, let's do stock up, stock down. I'll start. Stock up, apple picking, pumpkin patches, playing with kids. I didn't do it, but the industry has to be booming after this Sunday of football. I mean, snoozer after snoozer. Awful matchup. Six teams on a bye. I'm watching D'Ernest Johnson on Thursday. Then I'm watching, what is the guy? J.J. Taylor on Sunday. And tomorrow night, I'm watching Geno Smith. If you are in the
And Jameis.
If you are in the apple picking industry, you are having a fantastic week number seven. Stock up to that.
No, the day of football was definitely atrocious. And this is like the first day in a while. Like, I've done stuff on Sundays. Today I sat on the couch for 7 hours.
Me too. I thought about it.
And I was just like, damn, like I just really like, not that I was even considering doing anything else. But I looked back and I was like, damn, I just wasted a lot of hours of my life. Mm-hmm. And who knows when it'll end. So it's like, if I look back, I can blame week seven of the 2021 NFL season. My first stock up is, wait, I have it written down as I always do. Concussion protocol. It's working, man. They're working. Pat Mahomes, for better or worse, died on the field today. Like full on Conor McGregor, knee to the face. He got up. He thought his name was Jackson. He was doing TikToks trying to crawl off that field. And you know what? He's expected to practice tomorrow. That's a lie. Like, he is fully concussed. They need to do, like, hitting cameras in the blue tents.
I like that invention.
What do you think, like, the drug concoctions in there are?
Do you think the stuff that goes on in the blue tent is better or worse than the emails that are being cleared by the NFL?
That's a slippery slope to go down.
Both are not pretty, to say the least.
I think what goes on in the blue tent is pretty because it's just magic potions that nobody knows the long-term effects. But I'm sure every NFL player and their trainers do a lot of background research about what they're putting in their bodies in the blue tent so they can go out when they're down 30 points to the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Patrick Mahomes is practicing tomorrow just shows me that, I mean, what that we already knew, that the NFL just is simply in it for money. Like, he gets hurt, the blue tent calls Goodell. Goodell's saying, they're saying, what do you want us to do? It's like, it's Mahomes? Yeah, he's good. Roger Goodell is concussion protocol.
Yes, he is.
And depending on if you're on his naughty or nice list, that's how you get passed.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell's kind of Santa.
That's an interesting, that's a very interesting take.
The Santa of CTE, Roger Goodell. Oof.
Stock up number two for me.
It's a tough title to have.
That is Atlanta and clutchness. Who would have thunk it? But the Atlanta Braves are heading to the World Series. And
every person in Atlanta or from Atlanta, Georgia, listening to this podcast right now, just threw their phone against the wall listening to you say that.
Yeah, well, I did have a couple jinxes in. I did the Red Sox hit that 2-run homer in game 4. And I said, someone let me know when the Red Sox stop scoring runs. They scored one from that point on, like 28 innings. So I had that. Then when Freeman hit the 2-run jack in game 5, I posted, I feel it in the air. This is the night the Braves close it out. They didn't. But in game 6.
They got smacked. Yeah,
in game 6, they
you
did.
You kept your mouth shut?
I kind of was playing to the ATL audience. But they closed it out. And then The Falcons, they blew the lead, but they came back and they won the game. Two clutch instances.
Who'd the Falcons play today?
They play the Dolphins. But it's gotcha. You know, one team's going to the World Series. You know, I was told
it's all relative. It's all relative.
Approximately 2 weeks ago, I was being texted, Red October.
Not 2 weeks ago.
Two months.
You said 2 weeks.
Two months ago, I'm getting texts from my buddy Abe, who's saying, Red October. I don't know what that means. Slit your wrist.
Oh my God, that got dark quick. Are you talking about what I should actually do because of the teams that I support?
Yeah. But instead, a team from your own division missing their best player, one of the top players in the league, is going to the World Series. So stack up, Atlanta.
Let me one up you there. The year we got Bryce Harper, he left the Nationals and they won the World Series.
Yeah. No, I know that.
So. You know what? Like we said, sometimes it's just not your decade. Yeah. There's a full 10 years ahead of us, and that's how you judge baseball. But this one wasn't ours. My second stock up is – my phone locked again. The Eagles. Okay, hear me out. And you can relate to this personally. Ja'Marr Chase is leading in NFL history in total receiving yards – through the first seven games. He hung two Benjamin Franklins on your Ravens Swiss cheese secondary today, and he is absolutely electric. And finally, there aren't memes out there that the Eagles passed up on the guy. DK Metcalf.
Because they didn't Justin get a Jefferson. Chance.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wait, but did they trade back?
Jamar Chase went 5. We picked 6 and traded back to 12.
Gotcha. Okay. So and then traded back to 9?
Traded back up to 10. Took the Giants pick. Cowboys were at 11. Nice. Yeah. But
wait, were
finally,
you guys suspect that they were going to draft another wide receiver?
The Bengals?
The Cowboys.
No. That the Giants were going to take Devontae Smith. Or no. Well, no, we traded with Dallas.
Gotcha. Oh,
to jump okay, the Giants. Gotcha. So it was rumored Devontae to the Giants, but we didn't miss out on Jamar Chase. Nice. Can't say, you can say a lot of things about the Eagles. A lot. And a lot of them I'll agree with. But the one fact is we did not miss out on the rookie phenom who absolutely stuck his nuts all over your favorite team's head today. Mm-hmm. Just dragged his nuts all over.
Do you remember
the
comment?
Wasn't it?
The conversation. I taught you about those metrics breakout age. And I told you Chase had like the craziest breakout age season ever. Mm-hmm. Pretty good indicator right now.
What did Derrick Henry say?
Derrick Henry?
Yeah, his regression.
Yeah. The nerds got that one wrong. But
this was supposed to be the year they figured out Derrick Henry.
Yeah. They figured out someone instead. But Chase looks spectacular. He's open on every play. And a super fun nugget if you're into these things. The Ravens have a bye next week. The week after, they'll face Justin Jefferson. That should go well. Because they can't guard Chase, so they'll definitely be. And then Devontae's like in week 16. And Cup in 17. So many more all-star level performances to be had against the Ravens secondary.
But hey, very good celebration after the Marlon Humphrey interception.
That
very
was
cool.
Wild.
Very cool celebration.
That was wild. Stock down sports. Just stupid game with the ball. Once again.
Fuck it.
Dumb game. Ravens lose, which I didn't even really mind. It was just kind of a flat, embarrassing performance. Knicks losing to the Magic, though. I didn't even want to go to the game. I get up off the couch on the subway. We're coasting, we're up, we're hitting 3, and then we go 4 for 30 from 3 to end the game. And we lose to the Magic.
The market always
We were minus 840. Minus 840 to win the game.
Pre-game.
I hit us plus 125. It did not hit. Stock down sports once again. Ball, game, stupid.
Yeah, no, I watched a 9-inning football game this weekend. I didn't even watch it, actually. Where my team lost. The Eagles lost today. The sun came up today.
Speaking of, I do want to give the Bengals credit. I don't think.
Of course you do. This is
no,
your
no,
angle.
No. I think they're cuties for sure, but I think they've taken a step, which is pretty cool. Like everyone's all over the Chargers, right? But I think now with that win, the Bengals definitely belong in that conversation of like they're probably 5 pieces and a lot of franchise changing developments away from being a good real franchise, you know, as Cincinnati is recognized as a fake franchise normally.
I would say, and I wouldn't have probably said this before today, this is a big win on the road for Joe Burrow. I think he got the guy patch on his jersey. I think he's the guy.
That's interesting. I like Burrow. I think he's a really good player. He's stuck in the pocket.
That interception was boneheaded.
Yeah, that was kind of silly.
To Marlowe in the corner of the end
zone. But besides
that,
he absolutely balled out. And so I said it.
Joe Burrow, the guy.
I said it going into the week. Like, and you, this is one thing we can respect about each other. It's rare, but it is one thing.
It's minimal. It's minimal for sure.
The Eagles and Ravens thrive when everyone's doubting them. And the second,
right?
Same thing with the Sixers.
Yeah, we managed to win a Super Bowl.
Exactly. And the Ravens, the same thing.
You managed to beat the Bills in the divisional round or the Titans.
When we were dogs, we were. Flacco beat Luck, Manning, Brady, and won.
That's absurd.
And won Super Bowl MVP on 11 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, tying the greatest postseason runner of all time.
Would you rather beat Would you rather beat who is it?
Luck, Manning, Brady, and Kaepernick.
One guy who quit football, so it doesn't count. Or would you rather beat
Matt Ryan?
Matt Case Ryan, Keenum. Case Keenum, and Brady. Brady with 500.
I'm going to go with Flacco's list, but he beat Tom in the big game, which not many can say. But yeah, I much prefer. Now people are like, the Bengals are first in the AFC North. They're the good team. They're nasty. The Browns got a big win without Baker. I'm perfectly fine. Off the bye, beat the Vikings 6-2. And then we get the Bears. Justin Fields is the worst quarterback in the country. And then we play the Dolphins.
Think that's
so
true.
We'll probably be 8-2. And then we have a really tough stretch. So I'm okay with the loss. You got to get it out of your system. And we escaped Wentz. We escaped Goff. You know, you can't escape these greats for all too long. So credit to the Bengals, though. Big win on the road.
My first Zocktown are the Los Angeles Lakers. You know what I feel about them? I feel like this shit always happens. How often do super teams not named the Warriors just click right away?
They rarely click. Like, even the early Heat days struggled, but they did reel off 18 straight wins in that second season, and they still did go to the finals.
Season.
And they went to the finals in the first year, and you know, Dirk did his thing. Everyone knows Dirk over LeBron at that time.
I think the biggest issue with the Lakers right now is obviously they're the oldest team in the league. Yeah. And I think the NBA dropped that NBA 75 list just to fuck over the Lakers in the beginning of the season. I mean, Dwight and Anthony Davis fighting over their positions. One of them made them, one didn't. Speaking of which, the internet has been fighting over
this. It's in the back half of the pod, so save all the spice.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. But Lakers haven't won a game, preseason or regular season, and they're fine, right?
The problem is, I don't think I recognize how...
LeBron's still really good.
He's fine. He's not the best player in the world, though, and I think you just admitted that.
Why? How did I just admit that?
Because you said he's really good. And normally you would leave with LeBron. They still have the best player in the world. Do you think LeBron's the best?
They still have the best player in the world. Well, what is that even? That's a broad question.
All right. So now we know. We don't need to investigate it further. He's not the best player in the world today, which is fine. There's been moments.
Second.
Their role players are like historically bad, like incompetent players. It's not like they went out and got, like, even like LaMarcus Aldridge and
got Mello.
I mean, they got some awful, terrible guys. So that's not good. And Russ is not a fit. I thought it was going to be different, but Russ is not a fit for this team. It's early.
He's been fun to watch. He's been fun to watch.
And AD looks weird too. He's just not shooting it like he was. I don't know. No.
You hear that? I think there's a legitimate helicopter landing on top of my apartment right
now. Wow. You think it's Rich Paul and Adele?
Better fucking hope not. You think what would your reaction be if a helicopter just landed on my apartment right now and the FBI just came in and just took me mid-episode?
I got it recording. So,
what would your reaction be?
Well, you've seen the Zoom ones that people do during class where they kidnap.
So funny. Yeah, that's so funny.
I don't know if I'd believe it.
I don't think the FBI is going to take me. But anyway, back to this. My second stock down. Oh, this should have been stock up, but it could also be stock down. Mike Leach, quarterback of Mississippi State
not
University.
The quarterback.
Coach of Mississippi State University. He probably played quarterback at some point in his life. He lost 45-6 this week. And he took his time in his post-game interview to echo a thought that everyone should know in their life so we can take down this establishment. He started talking about how candy corn is the worst candy
that's
on
known.
The earth. And it's 100% fact, right?
Knows that.
There are some people who love candy corn, and it blows my mind. It's the most – it's chalk. I was saying this to – it's that, it's candy corn, and it's those dumbass Valentine's Day hearts that come in the box with the message on them.
Well, no, those – actually, the hearts are legitimately chalk.
They are the most nauseating. I actually think they're worse than candy
They're corn. Actually chalk. Candy corn is just not good. And you could get chocolates. You could get Snickers, Twix. And then you could get Skittles, Sour Patch. And you want candy corn?
Maybe we rank Halloween candy.
We've probably done it before, but we'll do it again. We'll do it again.
Candy corn. I can just do it right. I mean, I'm just doing some notables. Candy corn. Fucking pretzels. If you give pretzel, tell me.
That's not a good Halloween snack to receive, but like candy corn is not good. Pretzels are good. It's just not high on the list of what you want to receive.
It's at the bottom of the list of what you
want. What are those things called? Jim Joms, Jom Joms. They're like, I think they're the little, the circular chocolate thingies, but they cover like mint or something gross. They're pretty famous. I can't wait till we talk to Eagleson at the end. You know, Canada probably does some wacky.
He's got some.
Shit.
I don't even think they have Halloween.
It's
there.
Milk in a bat. It's
but
just
Mike Leach,
bat, yeah.
Mike Leach, man of the people, but he's just totally deflecting on the fact that his team just got absolutely smacked.
My second stock down is Patrick Mahomes.
No,
he is. Like, people are saying they're going to miss the playoffs.
Concussed.
So concussed. But are they going to miss the playoffs?
If anyone thinks they're going to miss the playoffs, they can also DM me. And
you think
me
no
want.
Chance they miss the playoffs?
Listen, I understand the Chiefs have been just awful, right? They've lost to the Ravens, the Bills, the Titans, and the Chargers. Probably at the beginning of the season, people would have ranked those five teams as the top of the AFC, not including divisions, just like
Cleveland,
power rankings of the AFC.
Yes, I get your point. I see your point.
Some people, but like they've lost a good
team. Who have
teams.
They beaten?
The Ravens game beaten? Was a clue. What, are they a fucking encyclopedia?
You came prepared with who they lost to. I think.
Well, yeah, Ken. They
no,
lost
I know,
the
I
best
figured.
Teams. Like, they got smacked
so
by
let's
the Titans.
Think about who they beat. They beat Washington. Did you watch that Washington game? They threw that game, and there's no doubt in my mind they threw that game.
When Terry McLaurin had that ball hit him in the chest, that's exactly what I know. That
they threw the game. They didn't blow it.
I mean, hey, there's a certain flying Hawaiian who I think might be coming to town sometime soon.
They beat
for the
Washington.
Football team, so.
They won week one before they lost one.
They beat Washington. Oh,
they beat
the
Eagles. They beat the Eagles.
It's a good win. And they beat the Browns week one.
Which they should not have won that game. Remember they scored four.
And the Ravens should not have won against the Chiefs either.
I don't know about that. But they should have won. Anyways, I hear you. But their defense is historically bad. And Mahomes.
Their schedule does
who
not
do they
get
have
much
coming
easier.
Up.
Giants
that's a good
next
team.
Week on Monday night.
That's a good team, as they say.
Who's the? Oh, no, he's not concussed. Then the Packers at home. Raiders, Cowboys, Broncos, Raiders, Chargers, Steelers, Bengals, Broncos. The Giants are the worst team they play the rest of the way.
Yeah, but like the Raiders
and that's
are
next week.
I mean, are they the fakest 5-2 team in the history of the NFL?
Hey, man, that's a good team that beat us out there.
Has
that's a good team that beat
been
us
figured out? Yes or no, Ian? Okay.
No. You just can't figure out a guy who's that talented.
Why
I think,
is he tied for the league lead in interceptions with Zach Wilson, who you said is the worst quarterback in the league? Abe, response?
Well, Zach Wilson has officially lost his.
I'm Mike
career
Jones,
in the NFL.
Bitch.
It's Mike White, but shout out Mike Jones. Happy birthday, Mike Jones. But Mike White comes
slinging.
In. This guy's electric. Electric. I think Mike White is the Ben DiNucci of last year. Just they picked this guy out of a fucking high school classroom and said, come play quarterback for our team. 4 years in the NFL?
No, he didn't.
Nope. Not going to try and swing that one over
on
me.
So you're still in on the Chiefs.
Yeah,
are you out on them being the best team ever, though?
Okay. This year, they're not the best team
That's
ever.
The Cardinals.
Last year, they were when they didn't win the Super Bowl. Okay. Cardinals aren't the best team ever. They're the best team in the league. And you can tell that when your team is 7-0, clicking on all cylinders, and still manages to get a scoregami, come on. Me and my friends were talking about it today. Scoregami is one of the most irrelevant fucking things that this earth has to offer that for some reason everybody loves it.
So good. Like
everyone
how depressed were people when the Jets-Patriots score wasn't a scoregami? 54-13? Who the hell
everyone. The one other time in 1970 terrible. Or something, but No, Mahomes hasn't been figured out. But I did learn today is Mahomes, I think you might have told me this in the past, probably. Mahomes last year led the league in dropped interceptions. Simple market correction. Yeah. That's all. And the market will correct itself again. He'll be Patrick Mahomes. And they'll go to the AFC Championship game.
You still have him in the AFC ship. Well, we are getting close to hitting our second People's Pick'em. How do I know that? Because we reeled off an 0-for-4 on Thursday Night Football, which, as everyone knows...
Weren't two of them by like a half a
Sutton
yard?
Sutton by a yard and Fant by three. And Keenum by half of an interception. And D'Ernest by about 100 yards. So you guys know that same probability to go 0-4 is 4-0, which means come Wednesday, come Thursday's pod, you know it's going to be cooking. Let me just get ahead of it now and see. Let's see who's playing Thursday night. Who the game will be, because then we can just tell you like right here, right now. Thursday Night Football, Packers, Cardinals. That's Abe's team. Lock it in. Lock it up. That will be cash. So on Thursday.
It's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard to bet against the Packers because they are 100% going to win that game.
It's in Arizona, though. I don't know. There's been a few scenarios this season where the home team today with the Ravens, when the Cardinals beat the Rams in LA, sometimes like the better team that day just wins the game, doesn't matter home or away. So stay tuned for Thursday's pod.
We might go undefeated.
You think we won't? Who's wait? Explain that statement. Okay, gotcha. Cardinals. I wasn't sure if we're at the we part for the Cardinals yet, but clearly.
Well, no. Well, the Eagles aren't going undefeated. The Bills aren't going undefeated. Chiefs aren't going undefeated. And we'll see how Mike White does in his first start. That's about covering my grounds.
We're going to take a quick break. After the break, Abe, I don't know if you saw, but Brady's 600th touchdown ball got handed to a fan. We got to talk about that Monday Night Football preview, the 75 All-NBA list, and a little chat from Eagleson. We'll be right back.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, fam, we are back. And listen, Tom Brady, 600 career touchdown passes. Woo! That's so impressive, dude. It's like an average of 30 a season in over 20 years. Like, big deal. I mean, that is sick in the head. That probably won't be broken, right? No way. How would you? Even with the extra game. He's missed 1 year. And he's been so good.
Who's in second place?
I imagine Breeze. It's Brady. I mean, it's Breeze or Manning. But let's see. All time.
It has to be Breeze. And when he set the...
Because they were going back and forth. So Breeze is 571. Peyton's 539. Favre is 508.
Yeah, that's never getting broken.
Rodgers. Like, to put it in perspective, Rodgers is 424. Okay, so Rodgers is 424, which means he's
60% of the way.
He's 180 behind. If he threw 35 touchdowns for six more years.
Quick math coming. Stay strong here.
That's 190 touchdowns over here. I was right on.
No, I'm talking about myself.
I banged that. Oh, that would put him at like 514. Problem is, Brady's not done. And he's not going to retire because he threw four more fucking touchdowns today. It's insane. Anyways, he throws 600. No one's tracking it because Brady's already broken every record. And so Mike Evans runs to a fan and just tosses the ball in the stands. The personnel comes over to the fan, says, hey, it was Tom's 600 touchdown.
We at that point, that's ball. When you say, damn, tell him I say congrats.
And so you know this is a thing, right? Like, I think it was
It was Bonds' 700 something in San Fran.
So one of Bonds' home runs. I think A-Rod's 500th or something.
The Jeter walk-off was like the whatever it was.
Yeah. These fans catch the balls, and, you know, they're worth a lot because they're either going to the Hall of Fame, the player wants them, and so the team makes a nice offer to them, right? And I don't know what Bonds and Jeter got or A-Rod gave to the fan, but normally it's like an autographed bat, a meet and greet, some tickets to a future game. Like, nice things. Stuff that's probably like a 5 to 10 grand package for all it's worth. This is the first time in NFL history 600 career touchdown passes. This is Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback in NFL history. Did you see the quote that the main auction house put on that ball?
No, but I'm sure it was more than a free hoagie voucher from Raymond James Stadium.
What do you think the number was? Like, what number would make you sick to your stomach that he just gave the ball back? And let's assume he gets a signed ball from Tom.
100K would make me sick to my stomach.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up. $500,000
for that ball. Dollars. They said they would have a buyer in 30 seconds that would pay $500,000. He thinks if they put it up for auction, it would get close to $1 million.
What if it wasn't a physical ball and he can just get it on his phone?
If he wants the YouTube highlight of it, like from Dapper later. Yeah, we'll see how much that's worth. How?
And he got what for it? A bag of chips?
We don't know yet, but I promise you, there's no package they're putting together that is worth $500,000.
How scared would you have to be to say no to anything they offer?
Yeah.
Well, Tom comes over just like looking at you.
Yeah, that's the thing. It wasn't Tom who came over. But I guess in theory, like, what makes 600 so special?
Tom Brady.
I know he's the first at 600, but like 602 keeps breaking extending the record. But still, the fact that he gave away $500,000, bro.
With a smile on his face.
That's like,
yeah. Oh, you know what they did? You know what they gave him? They gave him a different game ball. I saw that was what they gave him originally. I'm sure Tom will sign something.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I would try it. I would try it.
$500,000. You have to at that
No,
point.
To anything they offer. Just, nope, I'm keeping it.
I mean, for some people, like,
I would
is
give
priceless.
Them my number and
like,
say if
insane.
Tom wants it, tell him to text him myself. Text me himself. I'll only talk to Tom.
If you had Tom's phone number, how well do you think you can monetize it? Like, what's your play?
It's got to be on the black market.
Right. But you think that fetches,
like, it's not like that.
Number,
it's like,
right?
So, yeah, like, he could just change his number right away. How would you monetize having Tom Brady's number?
Like, you can pitch him business ideas, but he's, you know.
You just have to get a lot of burner phones. Obviously. You can't just have the same number coming at you. That's a good question.
Yeah, you got to think about that. But I feel terrible for this
fan. Oh, he did it to himself.
It all happened so quickly.
He did it to himself. Dollars.
He was front row, though. But yeah,
how do you feel bad for him? He's the one who was a cuck.
$500,000. Shout out Mike Evans, though.
Dude, what
handed
if he just,
you
like,
a $500,000?
Live took like a fork and just stabbed the ball and popped it.
That would be like Banksy. No. You know about Banksy? It's this famous artist. He's like a meme artist. He like paints stuff. And then at the auction, this is actually crazy. At the auction, someone bid like $14 million on his painting. And then the second the bell hit, like to end the auction, it triggered the frame to shred the piece of
if
art.
If people know that he's doing this, then why?
No. He did this.
Is this like a this content a vlog thing he's
for,
doing?
For a $14 million painting. And so it
all
made
these old white
the painting worth.
With their tea.
Could you imagine? You pay $14 million.
Well, you don't pay for it.
But apparently it's worth like... No. They got
doing a
bid. And
like,
it's worth
not
three
actually
times.
Paying 14. Like, okay, then they owe him $14 million.
No, the guy who bid $14 million won the auction. The auction closes, then the art gets shredded.
But was the $14 million handed over? Like, he still keeps his money, knowing it's a prank.
No, he paid.
You're telling me that this guy just paid $14 million dollars and got nothing.
It made.
That's Jack.
No,
that's illegal.
No, he got the shred. He got the shreds in the frame.
So that's the art. The art itself is not
Yes. It became the art, and it's worth three times more. Oh, okay. Because of the story.
You made it seem like he handed over $14 million. This guy burnt this thing and said, just get out. You have nothing.
No, right, he gave the shreds. Crazy. Monday Night Football preview. Seahawks versus Saints.
Another just give a shit.
Saints.
Saints are going to win, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Geno had his little fun last week where he almost beat the Steelers. First start in Seattle. This game in New Orleans. I'm probably wrong on this, but I don't think you can fact check me. I don't think the Saints have ever lost a Monday night home game. Just feels that way, you know? Ever since that Katrina game first after like X amount of years ago, it just feels like they've never.
Was that against you guys? No, it was against the Falcons. They blocked that punt against Vic. Yeah.
Shut up, dude.
No, because Vic, I had you guys in my head. Let's talk that all NBA 75 list. So a few things to cover. One, Kyrie doesn't make the list, which everyone is appalled by. I mean, this guy, like, he couldn't sniff the playoffs without LeBron. Second of all, then a conspiracy theory, which I'm sure you are into, that he was on the list, got pulled for his COVID stance.
Amen.
I believe that one, to be honest. But the other big names, Klay Thompson. Is this crazy for him not being on the list? Like, he was pissed and then the Warriors were joking about it with them?
I mean, you have to look at the list as a whole, and like, it doesn't make sense in some, but it's like, they're like kind of just basing it off longevity, right? I saw a tweet. It was like, it's weird that all three members from the Boston Celtics who won one ring are on that list, but only one player from the Spurs dynasty is on it. Like, Manu didn't make it. Tony Parker didn't make it.
Right.
So there was a lot of different criteria. I mean, you're picking. I mean, this is just designed to get everyone absolutely infuriated. And the NBA.
Respect.
And the
NBA
best part about this is seeing clips from freaking Clint Thomas from 1941 shoot the ball with his leg 7 feet in front of the other. Like, he's just touched a basketball for the first time. And you're trying to sit here and tell me that.
But
you're trying to sit here and tell me that these athletes are the same.
This is the thing I think.
There needs to be a consensus like year the NBA started.
No,
it's
but
like
I
1990.
Think you need to compare. I think you need to compare them in the era they played. I think you have to,
Jack. Do you know how many points Markel Fultz is giving like 10 people on that list? Did you watch those black and white highlights? It is the most absurd.
That's what I'm saying. But that's not how it was. That's not how the game was. Like, you just.
It's all relative.
Like, Babe Ruth. Like, no, but it's true. Babe Ruth's not touching Blake Trinan's curveball. Like, it's just not happening. But, like, he's still one of the GOATs because of what
he did. The Kyrie thing's interesting because. Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't get this whole Kyrie
thing. It's interesting because Dame made it.
Dame's not better than Kyrie.
Don't ask me that. But like, if you're saying as a whole, it's like, okay, Kyrie couldn't sniff the playoffs without LeBron. Does have a championship. Did hit a shot that helped LeBron. Just helped. What has Dame done? Went to one Western Conference Finals where he got swept or lost in five.
Well, that's the thing. Was it accolades? Because in that case, the other name that I actually think is nuts. The fact that Dwight Howard's not on the list.
There was a point for like five years when people thought Dwight Howard was the best player in basketball.
He carried a team as a center to the finals. That's
not a thing. Dwight's peak.
How did
And then
Dwight
he finally
Howard
got his ring at the end. The fact that Dwight isn't on it. I mean, hey, that's what happens when AD gets put on it and Dwight doesn't. You see what happens on the sidelines. I saw funny memes. It was like, no, bro, you 77.
Yeah, so I guess because it was 1 through 75, there were technically 76 people. Is that why they're saying 77?
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
So why is it 77, not 76?
I don't know, because nobody likes that number, 76.
Okay, time out.
But think about what you just said. You just said if it's players 1 through 75,
Right.
Does that make it 76 players?
One.
Look at what you're doing right now. Look at what you're doing. You're counting the exact number on your
fingers.
You know
what I mean, though.
No, you're talking about, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like 10 to 20. 10 to 20 is 11 numbers, technically. Yeah, yeah,
it's 11. Right, right. So
Jack, how many numbers is 1 to 75?
1 to 75.
Sit there and count on your, yep. Notice how the fingers match up with the words you're saying.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
What? You just cheated.
No, no, no. 12, 13, 14, 15, okay, you 16, fucked up. 17. No, no, no. You do it, okay. Then.
1, 2, 3. There's technically 76 guys on the list. There was a tie.
There was a
That's
tie.
Bullshit. who are the two hooligans from the 1930s that the NBA is sitting in a room debating on and said, you know what? Let's just make it a tie.
Yeah, Eagleson, get us who tied. So did they rank them? Because it wasn't
it
unranked?
It was just top 75. And who was in charge of this?
I don't know. But I wish we were.
You realize that you messed up counting on your fingers, right?
I was okay, messing with you, good. Yes. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm glad
yeah,
you know
that. That's like one of the more frustrating things on Earth. It's like...
Right. It's just a stupid American thing again. It makes no sense. So yeah, huge snub for Dwight. Unfortunate for him, but
is it unfortunate? Yeah. Is it unfortunate? Who gives a shit? Are they getting a jacket? Yeah. Are they getting gear?
That would be sick gear.
Do you think they'll do it like in 25 years for the 100th team, and then we'll find out who 76 through 100 was?
Well, there'll be movement. Like Quickly and Maxi will be in it by then.
Tobias, right?
Bronny Jr. Right. Evan Fournier, those type of guys. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't realize
they should add a player every year and just make it a huge reveal. And then one year it's some guy from
that's the thing. There were so many recent players in it, I feel like.
Because of what did I just tell you?
Did Ben Wallace make it? Did Ben Wallace make it?
I didn't read the list, hands down.
Did Billups make it?
Probably not.
All right, can we pull this list up? Let's at least get this going, because
T-Mac didn't make
all
it.
Seven... Oh, and then I'm debating, is Dwayne Wade a top 25 player of all time?
Flash DeRozan?
Apparently he is. All right, here we go. Kareem. Ray Allen. Like, Ray Allen.
Dwayne Wade couldn't tie James Harden's shoes in his prime.
Giannis, Melo, Nate Archibald, Paul Arizin. Come on. Charles Barkley, Rick Barry, Elgin Baylor. Dave Bing. Is he the originator of Bing Bong?
What maybe? Is this Bing Bong thing you guys keep doing?
Dave Cohen, Hal Greer, Garnett, Ewing. I'm trying to see the more recent names. Dolph Shays, like Bill Sharman. These guys, Lenny Wilkins, like you said. I feel like Jason Kidd's a top 75 player of all time.
Someone trying, I don't know if he's dead or not, bring back his hologram. I want to play Nate Thurman 101.
No, I think Nate Thurman was good. I think you caught out the wrong guy.
Okay, let me try again. How about this guy, Michael Jordan?
Never heard
Paul
of him.
Arizin. Nope.
Yeah, Paul Arizin's probably your guy.
Honestly, I think I can give Bob Cousy 20 and
10. No. Bob Cousy's doing dirty things. I'm just a little shocked. Anthony Davis is already a top 75 player ever?
No, he's not.
I don't think that's right.
As a result of a tie in the voting, the 75th anniversary team features 76 players. That's cheating.
Oh, here we go. Four players who played in the NBA's first All-Star game in 1951. Paul Arizin, Bob Cousy, George Mikan, and Dolph Shays.
I will smoke all four. If we got together three of our friends, you think we'd beat them 4-on-4?
Today? Yes. Only six international players. One, Patrick Ewing, Jamaica. I didn't realize he was Jamaican. Nash, Nowitzki, Hakeem, Giannis, Duncan. I cannot believe that AD is on this list. He's just Doug Collins? Oh, Doug Collins was on the
voting
panel.
Did you see Carson
panel.
Wentz's interception tonight?
No. Did he just throw
it? An hour ago, and it was as Carson Wentz as it gets.
Oh, yeah.
It was worse than the 201 today. Speaking of which,
Eagleson, come through, my G. What is Papa Lockin? I can't believe I had all that money on the Dolphins, and they came all the way back just to rip it apart. How you feeling?
Not great at all. Like, Tua again showed some bright spots, then threw a stupid pick. Just like, hey, no, I'm just...
Dude, give it up. I'm telling you, once you let go, it's so easy.
There's still so much more of the season left. I don't want to let go.
So much more of what season?
You're one in six.
No. I'm not saying to, like, get anywhere, but just to, like, watch them on Sundays. I'm still going to watch. Have something to hold on to a little bit. Make it interesting.
Ava, when the Eagles took the lead and it was 7-0, and you start looking at the screen, it's like, if we win, we're 3-4. Were you back in for a few minutes? I feel like...
Oh, yeah. I actually now think I uttered those words out loud. If we win...
Now you're done, right? Like, it's over.
Yeah.
The Hurts experiment?
Really? You guys would give up on him that fast?
It's so hard because everything around him, just from the organization top down, is such a fucking dumpster fire that it's really hard to, like, really pinpoint the blame. There's so much blame to go around. The number one ringleader is Roseman, the GM. And then there's the coach who... I mean, he gets more impressive each week. This guy just keeps amazing me.
Any good tweets recently about what he might show up to the press conference on Tuesday wearing?
No, but I did have a theory, actually. Let me know what you think about this. I think Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, the GM and the owner of the Eagles, have Clutch Sports on their payroll.
How's that?
Nobody in Philadelphia for a single moment this week talked about how bad the Eagles are, even though everyone knows it. They just talked about it today. I think Howie Roseman and Lurie are paying Clutch to keep this whole Simmons thing up. So that's where all the radio goes. That's where all the tweets go. Not a bad theory.
Eagleson, what do you think about it?
I mean, I feel like they would be talking about that anyways, no? Like, it's a pretty big deal in Philly.
Yeah, it's all anyone talks about.
Yeah, exactly.
It's absolutely miserable, but I think we're looking towards a honeymoon.
Is this the lowest Philly sports have ever been?
Probably not, but we were talking about this today. 3 years ago when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, we were heading to, like, a golden age of Philly sports. Mm. Philly signed Bryce Harper, got all these other players. Eagles had Wentz, won a Super Bowl. Sixers, Embiid, Simmons, finally won a playoff series. Like, it was all happening. Mm-hmm. Fast forward. Newsflash. Things don't always go according to plan.
Expectations. We told Eagleson
from day one.
Yeah, that's
so. You guys are really competing for this last place prize.
It's gonna be tight.
Yeah, I bet you wish you just had your first round draft pick. I actually saw a tweet today when the Eagles
were up. About that today.
Like, I saw a tweet when the Eagles were up 7-0 today. The Eagles are gonna be the first team to ever win the Super Bowl and have the first overall pick.
Nice.
That was when we were up 7-0.
Yeah. Not when you're down 30-7.
And the thing is, like, the expect.
I'll give credit to Hurts, though. He is the best garbage time quarterback.
Yeah. Dude, it's
of all
so
time.
Annoying.
He's like you can't
turn the TV
off. You can't even
off.
Game log it. Yeah, you can't box
like, I had to watch the game until there were like 40 seconds left today.
Brutal. Because they did get the ball back down 11, right?
With a minute left because Sirianni just can't do anything right.
Mm-hmm.
But the expectations were low. This sucks.
Yeah.
It's like worse than that.
Unwatchable type stuff. Like the Lions, right? The Lions are defeated, but like Dan Campbell and his boys.
No, because I found out today that the Lions today had an offensive snap with a lead for the first time all year. That's crazy.
That is true.
7 weeks.
That is true.
So we're not that bad.
Right.
And we have good players.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Eagleson, what do you got from school?
So I've already kind of talked to you guys a little bit about this, but obviously I applied to college. And
huge.
I wanted to get, I guess, three like pieces of advice, tips, things to keep in mind about what to do for college.
I think we got
to prepare for college.
Yes. Like, what should I go in there knowing?
Jack, did we Did someone ask us this question before on another podcast?
I think we did it on the fam pod once. No, yeah, a fam pod, but like they were going into freshman year. Yeah, it was, I think it was Ralph. Ralph's a long time listener. But
three pieces of advice for going to college.
Are you saying to get in, to prepare? Like,
oh, get in's easy. Just lie.
Not that. Just how to prepare. Like, what do I need to know? What are the three things I need to know?
Okay. Three things. So assuming you are going to college, mm-hmm. and you're like, I have no clue what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Exactly. Here's the three. Okay.
I've never been to Canada college.
That's true.
So, all right, Jack, you want to start? I'm trying to think.
Three things to know. Okay. Number one, everyone, for the most part, some people come with friends from their local territory or whatever you guys yeah. do up there. But everyone, for the most part, is looking for new friends, and it is a new start, a fresh start. And so everyone's kind of on a level playing field for the most part. So I think just knowing that is comforting, because if you don't, mm-hmm. if you think everyone else is coming with their whole group of friends, kind of intimidating, but everyone is kind of in the same boat. We're all new here. We all want to meet friends and make new experiences. So okay. I think, Abe, good one.
Yeah, not bad. Pretty cliche and easy. Just like okay. standard right. by the all book right. shit.
All right. Well, that's what he wants to know. He wants to unlock the, these are things you would only know though, from being a frat star.
I resent that, by the way. Let that just be known. A piece of advice. You're going to make a lot of friends, right? And so. You're all going to want to do everything together, be in the same gen ed classes, this, that. I've met a ton of people and talked to a ton of people who picked classes and different majors just based off like what everyone's doing, what's popular there, like if they're known for a certain school. Actually choose to learn about things that you are interested in. Mm-hmm. You probably don't know what half of that is, but it's like you don't want to get to a point after college where you've earned this $100,000 more, whatever it is, piece of paper that means absolutely jack shit. That's a asterisk, a piece mm-hmm. of advice. And just be like, wait, I don't want to do any of this. I kind of did that to an extent, and I accepted a job out of college where I did it for like the glitz and glamour of having a big job. And I learned quickly that I learned more about what I didn't want to do in life than what I wanted to do and what I was good at. And that's just as useful as learning anything else. It's just learning about yourself. So try and figure out things that you're actually interested in, what the school offers, and go for that. And I think that was one of the like deeper things I've ever said on this podcast.
Wow.
No, you touched on a good thing. That was what happened with one of my internships. It was a great experience, but same thing. I learned quickly, but over a 2-month period, like I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, and figuring out what you don't want to do is just important to figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So good, process good of elimination.
Yeah, there's just a lot to eliminate potentially. It is a little quicker if you figure out what you want to do, and then in that area you figure out what you don't want to do specifically. But yes, I like that takeaway. I think you said something that sparked something for me. But yeah, trying stuff, joining clubs and different groups that are interesting to you, kind of carrying on Abe's point, because you're going to find a lot of like-minded people, and that's where you're going to find a lot of your friends. So that's always easy.
Start saving up on your jersey collection, depending on where you're going.
Yeah. We have the jerseys set up for you. Obviously the LM Kobe, you've got the Bugs Bunny, Toon Squad, Toons, whole thing.
See, you got to remember though, like there's snow here half the time. So I got to sprinkle in some hockey jerseys.
Totally, totally irrelevant.
Does not matter.
When you're outside of those street parties, you're seriously wearing a basketball jersey in the snow.
If you're a freshman or a sophomore, probably. What?
Here's just a fact I'll give you.
Okay.
You're a freshman or sophomore in college, and I'm not saying it's not applicable to me 3 years out of college. You're dumb as shit.
Mm.
And like things are going to happen where your dumb as shit self of you will come out, and that's fine. But like you'll meet a lot of people who just like think they're God's gift to earth just because they're in college. They've been doing it their entire life. Everyone is dumb, stupid, there to have fun, and in the same, like Jack said, the same position as you.
A lot of dumb. I mean, college kids are so
seems like that.
And you definitely don't feel it in the moment. No, I'm but sure now, not. Like you,
look no, you'll top, feel on top of the world.
Yeah, which embrace that feeling.
Yeah,
it's
bottle that good. Shit. Bottle quality. That shit and sell it
what
on Craigslist.
What do you know about Canadian college? Like, do you know anything? Do you have friends, family like, of one?
In what sense? Like the parties?
No. Sure. Anything. Parties. What school looks like? What the path to getting a job? Like, what do you know about college?
It seems like a pretty basic setup. Like, you go, there's dorms, the programs are the one I was trying to get into was just 2 years. The parties look amazing. Like, there seems to be, like, lots of it. So, that's a plus.
Well, you're not of age, but at the time, you'll probably be of age. So.
Yeah, because it's 19 here, not 21. Gotcha. Tough.
Are we going to have to visit a Canadian college? And, like, dorm?
College game day. We'll see. Do you know what college you might look at?
Yeah, so I'm trying to get into Fanshawe College in London, Ontario.
That's Abe's country.
There you go.
London, Ontario.
Yeah.
Are you because like we're not Canadian. Are you messing with us? That's a real place?
Yeah. Yes, it's a real place. Lots of Canadians screw that up too.
How far from that? How far?
Like 6.5 hours.
Nice. Okay. Oh, Jimmy G threw a pick. Carson Wentz, man. Pick 6. Carson Wentz is that dude.
Wait, Wentz threw the pick 6 or Jimmy?
No, Colts got the pick 6, and now the Colts are going to win. Wentz is that dude, I'm telling you. More wins than the Eagles.
Good. That's another first-round pick down the hatch.
Yikes. All right, so we'll stay locked in on that process, getting you to college. Mm-hmm. One more tips and tricks. But for now, just start making that list of jerseys to own. Yeah. Any final thoughts? Dolphins, Leafs?
Candy corn is good. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, okay. That's where we end this episode.
Yeah, not that. Abe?
That's just vile. It's honestly so on brand for you.
It's not that bad. Like, I'm not saying it's better than all the chocolate and stuff, but you guys are shitting on it. It's not terrible.
It's hard.
No, it is.
No, it's not. It's like very like no, it's not.
Like there's candy that's like good. Tolerable.
I'm not saying it's the best, but it's not as bad as you guys are making it sound.
It's not tolerable.
Yeah.
It's inedible.
It is. It's edible.
It's inedible.
You guys are wrong.
Next on Thursday, Eagleson, you gotta tell us Canadian candies.
Yep. We'll do.
They got Halloween in Canada?
Yep.
Is it next week?
Yep.
You get to go to school in a Halloween costume?
Yeah, on Friday. It's the costume day.
What are you gonna do?
Jack and I pick your costume if we Amazon Prime it to your house?
Absolutely. As long as it's not too ridiculous.
I'm thinking Big Bird.
Do they have Amazon Prime in Canada?
Yeah, we do.
Nice. Abe, final thoughts? I feel like we're back on the F. Ben Simmons train.
No, I actually think there's going to be a honeymoon soon. I'm starting to like, I've looked in the mirror. I said, is it me? Is it something I did? What's going on? Now I'm kind of like, wait, this could turn into like a cool movie one day.
Mm-hmm. I do need a Ben Simmons jersey by Tuesday.
Knicks fans are gonna love playing the Sixers on Tuesday. Yeah, they're gonna let the chance. You gonna start?
He
some chance?
He can play, can he? Couldn't he play?
I mean, they're saying he's away for mental health.
Oh, right.
Which,
if he played Tuesday, you're here, obviously.
I mean, yeah, I'm down. Don't want to go to New York, but for that, I would.
All right. Any final thoughts then?
Candy corn is atrocious.
Facts.
So are Whoppers.
Much love. That's what I was looking for. Those are trash.
Oh, the little malt balls?
I said that.
You said Jim Joms.
Yeah, but I said the circular ball.
They're called Whoppers.
Yeah, they're trash.
Awful.
Horrible. Snapback fam, much love. Peace.